Hi, this is Mike J, and welcome to the introduction of Listen Light. We're doing this in an R&D format, which means, unfortunately, we're going to have some issues. And hopefully they won't be so big that we can't fix them as we go through time, but you may experience them yourself. You can read that quote there. The only reason I put that is I'm continually reminded how ossified we get in terms of our thinking, that some people are so convinced that we are the way we are, that the only thing that's going to change that is for them to die or for us to die. So I like that. I thought that was a good piece. There's a whole article on it over there. And it does make sense. It actually acknowledges human nature, which I have not done that much as I need to. What I've done for you is on the Q&A end, I'll be putting things in the Q&A that you all trigger or things that you need to know and just have as a reference, okay? I once thought that it's very important for everyone to know who it is that's speaking and what they believe and what their interests are so that you can track whether or not they have an agenda or not. And so you can see what my agenda is and you can view it, their assumptions and beliefs. I won't go over there now, but the link's good. There's an article, an interview, The Art and Science of Sustainable Leadership, which talks about Generati, which I mentioned to you, we are going to trademark, and that's going to be the official platform that we'll use going forward to create Generati, like Literati in the enlightened, and Digerati in the people that fix our technology, we hope. The teachable points of view, I can't teach this program without the teachable points of view. I can teach you the skills, but once you have the skills, they need an object. In other words, the subject needs an object. The object will be, what do you listen for? In other words, if you want to create excellent inquiry, what are you listening for? How do you know that it meets any test? Yours, mine, I'm all, whatever. So those teachable points of view are a large group of more than 100, but we have about 20 or so that you're probably going to hear me talk about. Below the teachable points of view and a paradigmatic shift, those are the 20 or so that we're going to focus on and in dynamic inquiry. But there are hundreds of teachable points of view and 120 or so that background the whole platform of Lead You. But we're not going to ask you to remember those. I just want to give you a reference place for them to go. The other link that's there, aside from the two links that you'll see in the recording, the teachable points of view for Listen Light and the teachable points of view for the broader platform of Leadership University that we've been gathering for a number of years. Those are things that we believe are important in the work that we do. A lot of those are up in there in the assumptions and beliefs of, I mean, my worldview and that sort of stuff, is the introduction. The introduction, well, before there, the introduction was cut off. There's about 5 pages of it. Now it looks like there, the last time I checked, I'm going to check it. I'm going to click on that link, view introduction, and it says page of 1 of 15. That's, I believe that's the whole chapter. If you got, how long would you need? You would probably need about 20 minutes to read through that chapter. That is the draft chapter of the technical manual that we are going to use. I'm splitting the book, as I've told you for a while, into two pieces. The first book will be kind of like a lay book of talking generally about inquiry, the skills, stuff like that, but not so much all of the technical stuff that you will learn if you take this program. If you read through that, you're going to see a number of teachable points of view that I try to help repeat over and over and over and over. So, for instance, like less is more. In inquiry, the cues that we give to people, that's inquiry, a cue. It could be verbal, it could be nonverbal, it can be one word, it can be a short sentence as inquiry. The reason that we do less is more is that it's less about you and more about them. If we judge our capability through the inquiry, the cueing process, it will be different than the capability through the receiving of the cue and inquiry person being helped. Okay. So less is more. So just things like that. That's just an example. I don't usually give examples, but that's just an example. Now I don't know how to go back to the page. Let's see if I can do it. Oh, I did it. Okay. Speaking of teachable points of view, it'll be in resources and references. If you look at the very last section, if you go down here to our whole call, you can see at the bottom, under Q&A out, under Lanyap, under, you'll see resources and references. I literally spelled out the teachable points of view, the 20 some, that we have in this Listen Light program that we're going to talk about, okay, at some point or other. Some a lot less than the others, because they're just labeled there just in case I mention them, so you can go look and see what the heck did he say about that. So I'm going up now. I'm sure it's making a mess on share. I'm going back up where I was, and I'm going to pass that into the next segment. Section two, the platform of dynamic inquiry can be learned in levels. The only thing I'm trying to do here, folks, is I'm just saying you, this is a level-based program. So it's like basic, beginning, more advanced, more advanced, more advanced, advanced, that sort of thing. There's 12 levels of it. I don't expect to try to teach them all to you in Listen Light. In Listen Light, we're just trying to do basic knowledge that seven skills of inquiry exist and what they are. If you can remember ping, probe, prompt, permit, perturb, pause, and pace, that's probably good enough if you remember it. Now, if you have to read that, then you probably wouldn't have really attended the classes, and you probably passed that. What I put there in percentages is at level two, 25% of your inquiry will be using more than one skill. Level three, 33. So what this program does is it builds on itself until you get pretty good at it. And then you have a tendency to begin to use all of the seven skills more or less intermittently and networked. That's what you'll see. You'll see the seven skills networked, because when you say what's important, well, that's a prompt, but actually it's a ping if nobody's talked about what's important yet. And the other thing it is a permit. So it's, in other words, it's a combinatorial cue. So when you say what's important, one, you're supposed to get the person to prioritization. In other words, we got short period of time. We're working here in a helping situation. We don't have all day. So let's just work on what's important. Let's work on a priority. That's a good thing to work on, isn't it? What's important? So let's start there. So again, I just gave you a little bit of example of how you can get, well, I got some of a ping. I got some of a prompt because I'm using the interrogatory, who, what, when, where, why, and how. It's only prompt. But yet, because you have get out of jail free card with what's important, you can use a prompt with a ping. Yeah, kind of complex, but we talk about it enough, you'll know what it means. So that's just the idea of getting through the levels. And then once you get to level seven, you'll basically be able to switch it on and off unconsciously. So in other words, you get to the point to where you've learned it enough. It's like hurdling. If you practice hurdler stretch and you run the hurdles enough, sooner or later, you don't think about it. That's where we're going to try to get. In the Listen program, Listen Light, we're going to try to get to level one. I'd love to get to level two, but I'd settle for level one. There's some videos here. There's a dynamic inquiry in 90 seconds if you want to know what it is, just from another angle. If you want to watch a longer video, then the ABCs is a 14-minute video, and it takes you through all the pieces of dynamic inquiry that we would love for you to at least kind of remember by the time you get through with this class. And then what I did was I started the DIS, the Dynamic Inquiry System Skills. I took this piece right here, which you can read outside of class. You should have read it already if you're preparing for the class, right? But you can read this. And then it's what I dropped into Make the video. Okay. Now, the first piece of the video did not come out as well as I wanted it to. So then what I did was I took the video and I spent 25 hours editing it, which nobody will recognize because they think I should have spent a lot more because it's not that great. But the idea would be is I took the text summary. I dropped it into AI. AI produced a video with what it based was should be in the video. Then I edited the video, and then it changed the script that I put in, and then I had AI take the script back out. So if you want to, and you can have two windows up on your computer, unlike me on my iPhone, you can watch the 5-minute video, and you can read the script. Sometimes that engages more of our learning system, and it kind of puts it in the unconscious to where when you're learning consciously, you won't remember it. But when the stuff goes into the unconscious, it'll look around for a place to go sit, and it'll go sit where what's already in there. So that's what you'll have to do. I mean, you can do that. That's a good way to learn it, though. Some people don't like the video, and I got a lot of comments and stuff. But actually, the reason I did the video is I wanted to see in 5 minutes, could I put all the teachable points of view that I want to teach you in Listen Light into that video. And it's way too much of a brain overload, but it's there. So if you
ever want to learn what it is I want you to learn, that's it.
And if you learn that and you can unpack it just enough to know that we know, you know what we're talking about, then you'll be good in this Listen Light. And you'll not only be good in Listen Light, your cues will change. The way you scaffold people in your conversations will change. The way you support people with your cues and your scaffolding will change. And as a result of that, everyone you talk to will work at a higher level of capability. Now, it won't stay with them, because as soon as you're gone, you take that support with you, but it will lift them. Now, what does this mean? Well, have you ever talked to people where you felt better after talking to them and you really don't remember exactly what it was? This is what this system does when it's in the hands of Generati. In other words, we've got enough negativity in our world today that we need some positive, optimistic feelings being transferred, and that's what Generati does. Generati helps people in terms of cues, scaffolding, support, and lift to feel like they're a better person coming out than they went in, essentially. And so that's why we're going to go after that process. There in section 3 is the script for the video that's playing right now. Okay? And thank admin for grabbing that thing. And what I tried to do when I looked at the script was to make the teachable points of view bold, although I didn't get them all. I'm not going to see that, but I tried. I'm not going to go over that. You can read it on your own. I tried to make some faces and stuff so you can kind of read it like a normal person. I tried to show you who, what, when, where, why, and how, the interrogatory, which I'm setting up to do all the 7 skills. I've got all the 7 skills set up as an interrogatory: who, what, when, where, why, and how. Okay, that's called interrogatory. If you learn who, what, when, why, where, and how, and you do not use them but about 20% of the time, you have solved your problem with prompt, right action, in dynamic inquiry. Okay, that's one of the skills: prompt, right action, who, what, when, where, why, and how. The minute you go to that, we'll talk to you a lot about this, the minute you go to that, you are now going to be taking the lead, okay? And we don't want you to have the lead until you're supposed to have the lead. So that's just a little note. We'll talk about that down the road when we get over there to some of these skills, okay? So I just wrote it down for you, tried to sort of help you see the teachable points of view so you kind of get to know, oh, yeah, he's talking about how DIS creates meaningful interactions. And then we do that. And then when you use it. And you're going to hear about the opportunity model. That's a part of Coach 2, but it's also Generate. In other words, we identify openings, we generate possibilities, we develop plans, preview outcomes, commit to right action in unity with everything else, okay? And then you can see the rest of what I did. IMAL's in there, importance, motivation, urgency, leverage, and low-hanging fruit. Best problem-solving model I've ever seen. Best one. If you're going to problem solve, make sure it's important, or otherwise you don't have time. Motivation, if you're not motivated, you won't keep doing it long enough to get the problem solved, so the energy and information are not going to be there. Urgency, do we need to do it now or can it wait? Again, that goes with what's important. Leverage, if we do something, can we move the world? You know, Archimedes in the lever. And then low-hanging fruit, is there something you can do, one step that you can take? Remember, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Some Asian guy said that. I don't think it was Confucius, or Lao Tzu. I think it was somebody else said. But journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. That's really important. Talk about chunking things down. Why this matters, the whole thing, you can read about that. Again, what I would do, if it were me and I were really trying to learn this, I would just take that, print it out, and just spread it out so I could see how it works. And we talk about IMAL. It's really a packed video. Thanks for watching. Remember, the key to transformation is to live, love, and ask on purpose. Sort of a nod back to the book. Leadership University exists to help people lead generative lives. That's our idea. And giving ChatGPT some credit there. Although we did use NVIDIA as well. So thanks to AI for helping us do that. It would take it a month otherwise. You can do PhD stuff that takes a week and a day now, and sometimes in an hour. We're headed out. A little bit of a late start, but we're headed out. Q&A out. First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to check with Gary. Gary, did anyone put in the chat box anything that I need to answer?
Bill asked, last week under Humaning, a Tier 1 and Tier 2 were listed. Whose model does Tier 1 and Tier 2 come from? Resilience is listed in Tier 2. Is the resilience listed in Tier 2 the same resilience as commonly talked about today?
Yes and no. Who did the tiers? I don't know. It sort of wove its way into our language from Graves. Graves is the only one I know specifically talked about it early. Wilbur picked it up. Wilbur talks, Wilburian people talk about Tier 1 and Tier 2. Other people talk about Tier 1 and 2. Developmental people do not talk about Tier 1 and 2. Tier 2. I go back and look at Graves. Tier 1, existence. You can't go to Tier 2 unless the fear of existence is gone. So you can go back to Maslow. Maslow and Graves had conversations back then too as well. And Maslow got a pyramid and Graves got levels, so stages. I came later. So I would say, if somebody said it to me, I would say Graves said it earlier than I heard anybody else say. Wilbur made a big deal out of it. But I don't think most people know what it means. The first tier are the existence levels, and Graves will say there are six. I say there are four. And in Tier 2, there are six. Graves said it, octaves occurred, six on six. I say it's 4, 4, 4. So 6 and 6 is 12, 4, 4, 4 is 12. So I don't know. And actually, I don't go 4, 4, 4. Sorry, I don't want to say something to mess you up. I go 2. Survival and tribal are not Tier 1. That's not existence. That's just doing what you're told or doing what you have to do. Tier 1 starts with CP red, and then it goes to DQ blue. And then ER orange and FS green. In Gravesian and spiral dynamics language, Wilbur does something else because everybody changes it all the time because they don't want to get on anybody's copyright or something like that. So that's how I'd answer that. Resilience. Resilience is a cool thing. I've studied resilience. I actually have a certification in resilience. And I'm probably certifiable in resilience because I'm a hardy personality. It is genetic, naturally. But people can learn to be more resilient by saying, oh, something happened. Okay, what do we do? And then there's a process kind of for going through that. And that process is good at IMAL. Okay, what do we do? What's important? Is there anything motivating us so that we'll keep doing whatever it is we decide is important? That's important. Do we have to do it now? I mean, we got to get the bus coming, got to get out of the way, or we got some time. And then leverage is a really cool one. You won't see leverage in any of the problem-solving models. And the reason is why should be working on stuff that doesn't, if you do one thing, you get one output. I want to work on something that you put one input and you get 20 outputs. That's leverage, see. Compound interest, that's leverage. So we're the only ones who use it in the West. East doesn't. Well, East uses it, but the Muslim world doesn't use it. They use Sharia, and they don't believe in interest, especially compound interest, which there are some arguments for that. So resilience is a seven-factor situation, but here's the key. I went back all the way to Frankl, who wrote, what did he write? It slips my mind, but I don't worry about it. My mind's so full of stuff, it'll eventually float up. In search of meaning, man's search for meaning, something like that. Frankl and everybody else, Frankl studied why some people lived and some people died in the Holocaust. He began to notice a pattern. The pattern had to do with this hardy personality, resilience stuff. And people were just tough and didn't just manage to work around it, didn't die. You know, unless they killed them, of course, everybody dies. But the idea being is that there's a key to resilience. Only one thing you got to know, reaching out. And if you look at our helping functions, you will see reaching out in second tier functions. They're hard in existence tier because the fears are too high for us to reach out. So we tend to behave either as an extrovert or an introvert. Extroverts have no problem reaching out. That's why they're happier. That's why they're more optimistic. That's why they're full of bull. Introverts have a difficult time and they don't reach out, which means they live a much more solitary life. But for them, a lot of times that's better than having it be noisy, too noisy or so full of bull, you know. So reaching out's the key to resilience. Number one key to resilience is reaching out. So whenever you have problems, the best thing you could do to achieve resilience, reach out. Okay, so those two are associated, so I would say that. Any other questions? Did I answer those well enough? If I didn't, you can put a note in the chat and I'll answer it again next week. Okay. I dropped a piece in here. There's a couple of animated videos. They are really high. How would you say it? I think there's just music in them, as I remember. They're kind of going around the web right now. One's 7 years old. So that's how long it takes the underworld stuff to get up to our world. Interesting video. I'm talking about Konstantin Kissin's manifesto. I love that guy. He's a Russian, lives in UK. I think he's a UK citizen. He's talking about in ARC 2025, which just was in January, Future of Our Civilization. That's a great one. The TPOVs that you'll be disposed in the program, and then the LANYAP. Sorry, I was already down to the LANYAP. The LANYAP is, if you click on that link and go to the video, it's, I don't know, 6 or 7 minutes long. You're going to get a view of the world that's different than what you think because they tell a story, an animated, they use animation to tell a story. And there's a new one called Kingdom that was released last year. This other one's 7 years old. And in 2024, there was Kingdom. They don't talk. There's no talking or explanation. You watch the animation to get the story. Now, the reason I put this there as a LANYAP is that people tend to be personal, values-oriented, and logic thinking-oriented. For thinkers, this animated video will trigger you. I'm positive it will. But it's worth being triggered. It's worth trying to get a sense of what the other side of that world looks like. And that's why I put them there. You don't have to watch it, but something that's going around the internet. Resources and references, I spoke a little earlier about. We start out with the seven P's and their objects: ping insight, probe assumptions, prompt action, permit story, perturb certainty, pause and breathe, and pace change. That's where we're going to begin next session. So I'm going to leave it there. We got a little bit of a late start, but I think we pretty much got through our 40 minutes, and I've given you already enough to think about. If you'll just take the rest of the time that you might have saved in the video of this call and read through this page, it may just give your unconscious some things to tumble around in your dryer up there. I have some cool things I want to say to you, but it's time to go. So really appreciate it. Hope you guys are good. We'll see you down the path.